Irrespective of their background, people all over the world pray to God. It means that the love for God binds the entire humanity. So it goes without saying that common understanding of God leads to peace and harmony in the self, society, and ultimately in the world. People usually try two approaches to reach out to God. One is through religion that involves rituals, and the other is through spirituality. Spirituality is beyond religion. It answers the spiritual significance of religious practices. There are many opinions of God and many beliefs about Him. It is interesting to note that a person's own belief and understanding of God itself changes from time to time, based on their transitions in experiences, perceptions, influence of other people, and circumstances. A question I have to answer myself and decide upon is whether personal opinions decide the existence or non-existence of God. Is it that God exists just because I believe He exists, or that He does not exist because I believe He does not exist? One has to seriously ask oneself if the change of opinion on God results in the change of attributes of God Himself. Whether I do want reality, or am I just content in believing my own assumptions, creating impressions, formulating theories based on various works, past experiences, literature on God, or general opinion of people around? I need to ask myself, as to what extent can I rely on somebody else's opinion to form my own opinion? Whether God is personally dear to me, or is He just among the many I have read about? Whether I want to have a firm relationship with God, or am I content with just having an elementary knowledge of Him? I also need to ask myself whether I would like God to be according to my imagination and understanding, or do I want to know Him the way He really is? Who is God? How to experience God? How to reach Him, connect to Him, communicate with Him, or meet Him? Is it possible to see God with these physical eyes? Is it possible to become God? Can one have a union with God or merge in Him? These may perhaps be some of the most intriguing questions. There are several phenomena in this world which we comprehend only through knowledge and experience. For example, electric current, even air, taste, or any smell. They are invisible, yet we very well understand and experience them. Similarly, we will understand God through accurate knowledge of Him and divine experiences. An accurate account of a person can best be given by the person himself. Similarly, only God can give a very accurate introduction of Himself. Now is the time. You may please contemplate based on the knowledge shared here, as revealed by God Himself, who is the Almighty Authority. It might take some time to realize the truth. Analyze and see if it makes sense. Things that are true can certainly be practically experienced and verified. And that which is untrue will always keep changing. God is very much there. He exists as much as anyone else in this world. Let us make an effort to understand God, His name, form, abode, powers, virtues, divine acts, and the time of His descent onto earth, as per His revelations. Let us try to understand and comprehend God's unlimited divine personality, what He is and what He is not, what He does and what He does not do. Let us also understand the interplay between human actions, the law of karma, and God's role. A correct understanding is required to easily focus our minds on God and remember Him. Lovingly remembering God or one of His aspects itself is meditation. Supreme Soul, God, whatever you call, we have sincerely tried our best to depict and express God and experiences with Him through this limited medium of words, music, animation, and picture. With the best intent, we would like to give a clear introduction of God. We sincerely hope this will help you towards having your own personal experiences with God. This is just the beginning of a spiritual journey towards the Supreme Soul.